Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Tuesday, 2nd of April, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Indian benchmark indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are likely to open gap down today as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 90 points. In the previous session, both indices ended with gains for the third consecutive session as investor sentiments got a boost from a lower than expected US PCE data and robust US GDP numbers, which strengthened the hopes for a rate cut in June. Now, all eyes will be on RBI monetary policy due this Friday, where status quo is expected but commentary would be keenly watched. The market is expected to continue its positive momentum, but the journey could be volatile on the back of elections and Q4 earnings starting this month. The overall larger trend of Nifty remains positive, and the market is now in an attempt of breaking above the crucial overhead resistance. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty 50 may face resistance at the 22,471 level. On the lower side, the index may take immediate support at 22,434. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1. Auto stocks. Auto stocks including Tata Motors, Maruti Suzuki India, Hero Motor Corp, M&M, Ashok Leyland, Eicher Motors and Bajaj Auto will be in focus after their March sales data. Number 2. Infosys. The IT services major has received a tax demand of 341 crore rupees from the Income Tax Department for the assessment year 2021. The company is in the process of evaluating the implications of this order on the financial statements for the quarter and year ending March 2024 and also evaluating filing an appeal against this order. Number 3. Telecom stocks. Reliance Jio added 41.78 lakh mobile subscribers in the month of January, taking the total number of mobile users to 46.39 crores. Bharti Airtel also increased its wireless subscriber count by 7.52 lakh, taking its mobile tally to 38.24 crore. Vodafone Idea, on the other hand, lost 15.2 lakh wireless users and its mobile subscriber base stood at 22.15 crore as per the TRAI data. Number 4. Zomato. The company has received an order for demand of service tax of 92.1 crore rupees along with interest and penalty of 92.1 crore rupees. The said order for October 2014 to June 2017 period was passed by the Commissioner Adjudication Central Tax Delhi. Number 5. Bharat Dynamics. The state-owned defense company has recorded a turnover of 2,350 crore rupees for FY24, registering a 5.6% YOY decline due to the current geopolitical situation prevailing in Europe and the Middle East, which has affected the supply chain of the company. The order book of Bharat Dynamics as of April 1 stood at 19,468 crore rupees. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Asia-Pacific markets were mixed on Tuesday as investors assessed the economic data coming out from South Korea and Australia. South Korea's March inflation rate held steady at 3.1%, while Australia's factory activity contracted at its fastest pace since May 2020, with its Purchasing Managers Index sliding to 47.3 in March from 47.8 in February. Factory activity data from India is due later in the day. South Korea's KOSPI fell 0.34% and the KOSDAQ slid 1.1% today after the inflation reading. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 index rose to fresh all-time highs. Japan's Nikkei 225 rebounded slightly to gain marginally. Futures of Hong Kong's Hang Seng index pointed to a weaker open. Overnight in the US, all three major indices ended mixed as the benchmark 10-year treasury yield climbed 13 basis points to 4.319%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 ended marginally lower, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite ended in the green. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Kunal Sudhani of Shinhan Bank about what caused the Japanese yen to fall to a 34-year low and how this will affect the carry trade.
First, there was negative interest rates because at that point in time, Bank of Japan wanted consumers and businesses to spend money because they wanted to spur growth. But now, when the wages are rising, they have realized now it's important to target inflation. Thus, the negative territory is over on the interest rate front. It's important to understand first what is carry trade. It in simple terms means borrowing in a low yielding currency to invest in one with higher returns, which was lucrative returns in recent years, but unforeseen bond and currency market shifts can trip up the investors. While the carry trade seems like to be a sure thing, and it mostly has been, but there are still risks. Changes in interest rates and exchange rates can either reinforce or derail the strategy. For example, the Bank of Japan's ultra rules policy has driven the yen to a 34-year lows against the dollar, which makes the currency trade even more profitable. But if the yen starts to strengthen now, it will cut into the currency traders' carry trade earnings. Rising interest rates tend to strengthen currencies by making investments in those currencies more attractive. But the yen sold off on the headlines that the Bank of Japan would keep an accommodative policy for a while. But the recent headlines are suggesting still that further rate hikes may be forthcoming. The effects on the traders, those who use yen in their carry trade strategies, now twofold. First, the borrowing of the yen becomes more expensive due to high interest rates. And unless the return on the second leg of the transition to increases, the profit margins will shrink. Secondly, if higher interest rates could attract more inflows into Japan, further strengthening the currency. Now, this could increase losses for the traders, as repaying the loans could become more expensive given the appreciation in the value of the yen. So if the Japanese central bank continues to raise interest rates, the carry traders might lose their appeal, and hikes in the interest rates will cause the spreads between the Japanese yen and higher yielding currencies to diminish. So what is the question? Is the carry trade dead? Possibly not yet, because interest rates in Japan are still much lower than elsewhere, and Bank of Japan has said it will move slowly and very cautiously. But what's the impact on the Indian economy or possibly some Indian sectors? So in businesses who are reliant on importing goods and services from Japan might find some relief as a softer yen could lower their import costs. Also, a weaker yen will make Japanese products relatively cheaper in international markets, and this will be very beneficial for possibly sectors like the Indian automotive industry and many others for that matter. Well, so that's a brief about what exactly is happening and what may happen from the Japanese yen perspective.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.